From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. It could become harder to suspend California students who show willful defiance in school, Katie Orr reports from Sacramento.
Students in California public schools can be suspended or expelled for 24 different reasons, including willful defiance. A measure passed by the Assembly would limit when students can be suspended for that infraction. Democratic Assemblyman Roger Dickinson says students who are constantly suspended lose important instructional time.
And are 5 times more likely to drop out of school and 11 times more likely to enter the juvenile justice or criminal justice system.
But Republican Assemblyman Don Wagner says this takes power away from school boards.
This bill takes us the wrong way. We ought to be giving more deference and more discretion back to the locals.
Wagner points out the governor vetoed a previous version of this bill for that reason. At the state capitol, I'm Katie Orr.
A bill that would raise California's minimum wage from $8 to $9.25 an hour over the next 3 years has passed the state assembly. Democratic Assemblyman Luis Alejo says the state's minimum wage hasn't changed in the last 6 years, while the costs of food, rent, and clothing have all gone up.
By supporting this bill today, members, you're giving workers in your district the dignity to provide for their own families, to pay their own bills, to put food on the table, not have to rely on any government program.
But Republican Assemblyman Kurt Hegman says the blanket minimum wage increase wouldn't work in a state as economically as diverse as California.
In some areas like Los Angeles, San Francisco, a minimum wage rate may make a lot of sense because of the cost of living is. But in our Central Valley and others where the cost of living is high,